Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Willie Taspi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Brandt. Houser reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Lau settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lau. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Houser moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Houser scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kindle moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Kindle moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is walked intentionally. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kindle scores. Kirkland scores. Held moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Held tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Willie Taspi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taspi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kindall fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-0 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber hits a fly ball into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau fires to first and picks off Francona. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-2 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bob Savarin pinch hits for Jerry Adair. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Steve Barber. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Bob Savarin now playing second base. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tasby strikes out. One out. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hauser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Held. Powell reaches second base with a double. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Savarin bunts towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Powell scores. Brandt moves to second. Two outs. It's Orioles, 4, Indians, 4. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.